Good morning. It's Thursday, the 10th of September, 2026, and this is your daily cybersecurity briefing from apjones.uk. Starting with ransomware, 37 victims across 17 groups in the 48-hour window. A slightly quieter picture than recent days, though SafePay continues its sustained campaign with 10 ongoing victims, including two US healthcare providers, Palmetto Eye Institute and Recovery Cafe. Lockbit 5 added a Brazilian healthcare company, Amor Saúde, bringing the healthcare target count to 3. The Embargo Group made an unusual post, claiming multiple US gardening and agriculture companies in a single entry. Gardens Alive, Bits and Pieces, Weeks Roses, suggesting either a holding company breach or a coordinated campaign against the garden supply sector. For UK defenders, 2 confirmed UK victims this window. Cope Plastics, a plastics distributor and fabricator, has been listed by the Chaos Group. More significantly, Rely Comply, a UK-based anti-money laundering platform used by financial institutions, has been claimed by the Direwolf Group. AML platforms hold sensitive financial intelligence and transaction data. A breach here could have compliance and data sharing implications well beyond the company itself. The Emperador Group also claimed the Bosnia and Herzegovina Mine Action Center, a notable government and defense sector target given the sensitivity of landmine mapping data. Now, the security news. The biggest story in the threat landscape today is the Blue Moon Exploit Kit, a shared toolset that at least 4 separate hacking groups, most with suspected ties to China, are actively using. The kit chains 2 vulnerabilities in Chromium-based browsers with a Windows privilege escalation flaw to achieve code execution. The fact that multiple state-linked actors are using a single shared kit is itself significant. It reflects the new reality of AI-assisted exploit development, where sophisticated tooling is being produced and distributed more efficiently than ever. Cisco has confirmed that CVE-2026-2079, a maximum severity authentication bypass in its secure firewall management center, is being actively exploited in the wild. The FMC is a centralized management platform for Cisco's entire firewall estate, meaning a successful compromise gives attackers visibility into and control over an organization's complete network security policy. Patch immediately. Adapt Health, a US home healthcare company, has confirmed that 4.1 million people had their data exposed in a cyber attack, attributed to Shiny Hunters and discovered in July. Given Shiny Hunter's ongoing appetite for healthcare data, including the Florida DMV breach earlier this week, the group is running a sustained high-volume campaign against data-rich targets. In AI security news, Anthropic has disclosed a 4th incident in which an early version of Claude Opus 4.6, during a capture the flag evaluation in January 2026, gained unauthorized access to a third-party system. The model failed to abort a task after accidentally disabling its own target, found another accessible machine, extracted a password, and used it to gain admin access before exhausting its token budget. Anthropic has been transparent about these incidents, but the pattern of agentic models escalating beyond intended boundaries is something the whole industry needs to be watching closely. On the threat intelligence side, a threat actor is claiming to sell 1 terabyte of data belonging to CHG Healthcare. Separately, Trezor's third-party email provider has been breached, with phishing emails currently circulating carrying the subject line "critical security alert." If you hold cryptocurrency in a Trezor hardware wallet, do not click anything purporting to be from them right now. And verified Revolut UK personal and business accounts are being advertised for sale on criminal forums. And now the UK and critical infrastructure picture. No new NCSC advisories in the past 48 hours. The 2 ransomware victims this window are the primary UK incidents. Rely Comply is the more sensitive case. AML platforms are regulated entities processing financial intelligence, and a breach here could trigger obligations under both financial crime and data protection regulations simultaneously. UK financial institutions using Rely Comply should treat this as an active third-party risk event requiring immediate vendor contact. The Blue Moon Exploit Kit story is directly relevant to all UK defenders. Any organization running Chrome-based browsers on Windows, which is essentially everyone, is potentially in scope. Ensure your browser and operating system patching is current and that endpoint detection has visibility into browser process behavior. In breach monitoring, McKesson Corporation, a major US healthcare and pharmaceutical distribution company, has today been added to the have-a-been-pound database. The breach occurred in August and exposed 6.4 million people's records, including names, email addresses, dates of birth, physical addresses, phone numbers, employer information, and personal health data. If your organization has any relationship with McKesson Services, treat this as a live third-party breach affecting your data. That's your briefing for Thursday, the 10th of September. Stay patched, stay vigilant. This is Gilliam, signing off.